All right, we are back. Part three on do pets and animals go from heaven or go from earth to heaven. We're close to finishing up here. The next verse we talked about is 1 Corinthians 15, and he starts with verse 35. But some men will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? And then verse 39. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there's one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another flesh of fishes, and another flesh of birds, or another of birds. So Apostle Paul is talking about beasts and flesh. This adds nothing to animals' eternal nature. He's talking about flesh, not animals going from earth to heaven eternally, not your pet, not a frog, a snake, not a weasel. In fact, if we read on in verse 1 Corinthians 15, remember context is king when we're trying to understand God's word. Paul switches from talking about animals to man and eternal things. Let's read it. Verse 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. God going to resurrect all the dead animals? No. It is shown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is shown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there's a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is of the Lord from heaven. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Are we talking about animals being resurrected here? Because in order to make it into the kingdom of God, Paul said no flesh and bones can inherit, right? The kingdom of God, it has to be of spirit and incorruptible. Animals all have to be resurrected. So are we to believe there's going to be a great resurrection of every animal that ever lived on earth? Well, that's nowhere in Scripture. The resurrection is for man. I believe it's the book of Hebrews that says it's appointed unto men once to die, then face judgment. No animals mentioned. By the way, man is not an animal. That's another problem, real quick. Evolution has taught people that man is just an animal. Some so-called Christians buy into evolution and say, well, maybe God really did use evolution to create us. That makes us just an animal. That not only lowers man, not being made in the image of God, it raises animals up that God brought us from animals. No. God made man and God took woman out of man and they are special in his image. We are not from animals. So evolution plays into this. I hope this man sees how all of this simply is not true. We humans are raised incorruptible for eternal life, not animals. Paul's merely mentioning animals and says there's different flesh. Then he switches quickly and focuses on man. Now one verse anywhere in the Bible focuses on animals, eternal souls going from earth to heaven into eternity. This is massive scripture twisting. It's leaving the attention of good Bible study. It's adding to suit their desires of their flesh to have their pets go to heaven with them. I don't hear anybody fighting for the muskrat to go to heaven, but it's pet Fluffy that they sleep with and paint their nails and buy collars and toys. You see the idolatry here? And again, little righteous anger coming out here. Wasting our time wrangling over animals. Yeah, this is an important topic. I'll cover it. When people are dying and going to hell, and Jesus shed his blood for those people, we have people out there wrangling over animals that are to be eaten, made clothing out of, never abused, but certainly not idolized and lifted up. Yeah, I find this hard one to bear, but I'm doing it because I love his soul and I want to help anybody else out in the future. Last verse, ready? This is this man, per him. This is his strongest verse that tells him that animals might go to heaven from earth. Romans 8 is what he's using. He really started at verse 19. I'm going to use 18, 19, 24, 31 through 34. All right. So let's start with Romans 8, 18. For I reckon the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. I want to read that first. Remember, context is king. What's the context of verse 19? The glory that shall be revealed in us. Who's us? That's the body of Christ. That's humans. Okay? That's not animals. No. The context is humans. Verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. All right. So this might be a big reason why he likes Romans 8. It says creature. That word creature, it's not a good translation in King James. Let's always go to the Greek. The Greek word is it Christus? It means creation. Doesn't mean a creature animal. It means the creation of God. So this man seeing a creature, thinking it's all about animals, his pet dogs, but it's talking about God's bigger creation. God will make it all new in the future, but only things set to live eternally get to enter from earth into that creation, which is man. Everything else God will recreate as a new heaven and a new earth. Hey, even we need to be recreated, right? Through the gospel, repentance, being born again because of Jesus' shed blood, getting a new heart and a new mind, enduring in holiness and obedience. Do animals do that and have to do that? And do we spend our time like Francis of Assisi preaching to animals? No, we don't. Paul didn't. Jesus didn't. We're supposed to imitate them, 1 Corinthians 11. I'm going with that. Verse 20. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. All right, same word there for creation. It's talking about creation. Same word for with creature. It's talking about creation. It's talking about all of God's creation. So I have a question. Is he saying animals, plants, cells, amoebas, germs, they're all going to live eternally in heaven forever? Because first it was just what breathed life, what was the breath. Now it's going plants and all living things. So, hey, the COVID virus. That's kind of a living germ in a cell, right? I'm not a scientist, but they got to be alive, right? Is that going to, does that have eternal life to go into heaven too? We're going to have to worry about COVID in heaven? Oh, no. There'll be no pain, no suffering. How is COVID going to live in heaven then? You see my point here. This, you start picking at this eisegesis, scripture twisting, adding to God's word, and it's like a sweater. You start picking at one loose thread, and before you know it, the whole thing unravels. All those animals, plants, cells, and germs don't have eternal life, folks. That's the logical outcome to this theology, but it isn't logical at all. It's vain jangling. Verse 21, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. So that word creature is creation. The creation shall be delivered into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Now he's talking about the children of God, the whole creation. There's going to be a new heaven, a new earth. We're going to dwell in it. The focus is man and God, not animals, germs, and plants. It's going to be delivered. Remember, Jesus overcame the world, John 16:33. And it will all be made right one day. All be made new. This means humans. Okay? Who are the focus of the gospel because of what Christ has done, are going to enjoy that perfect new creation one day as God intended it. And God will have his own creation, creatures, animals in the new heaven and new earth. But he won't be bringing the animals that were here. They are corruptible. They need to be made new and transformed. And if they have a spirit, they know good and evil, and if they knew good and evil, they sinned. And if they sinned, they need a redeemer in the shed blood and the call to repentance and to be born again. Do we really believe that a fox needs to be born again? Yeah, just ponder that and just think about that. Verse 22, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Yeah, Paul's talking about the whole creation groaneth. This is what sin does. It causes suffering. And we're going to be relieved from that situation one day. Jesus in Matthew 24, I'm working on verse by verse in the book of Matthew. I just got through Matthew 24. He mentions the birth pains of tribulation before his second coming in the book of Matthew. Go read it. Go look at my verse by verse studies. Paul's talking about the birth pains and the groaning This is not pointing to animals going from earth to heaven. This is talking about God saying, you know what, man's sin messed up my creation. Satan's at the root of it all. I'm going to make it all right one day. And it's going to go back to what God created. And it was always about God and man in communion. The animals were just a side thing, a side creation. His focus was always man from the garden. Verse 23, not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Yeah, Paul says man has the spirit. Animals don't have an eternal spirit. Man has the eternal spirit, created in the image of God. To keep suggesting that your pet poodle, your pet Labrador or whatever, your cat, your kitty, your chameleon has an eternal soul and was created in God's image and needs redemption and needs a savior. This is absolutely unfounded in God's word. I can't believe I even have to keep covering this. Verse 24. For we are saved by hope. Who's we? Mankind. Humans. We are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, what doth he yet hope for? Yeah. We. That's the creation of man. Mankind. That are created in God's image. Not for the animals. And let's finish this out. 31 through 34. For what shall we say to these things? Notice Paul's focus is humans here. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who could be against us? He that spareth not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. That would be all of mankind. Jesus said in John 3, whosoever will come can come. But delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also give freely us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Who's the elect? Jesus said he's going to come and gather them for all the four corners of the earth. It's people. It's not animals. Can the animals be elect? Is Jesus coming to scoop up a bunch of animals? I mean, is somebody's dog going to disappear in the so-called, they call it the rapture. It is a rapture, but it's not literal. The word rapture is not in the Bible. But in the coming and the taking up, after the tribulation. It comes after the tribulation, by the way. That's another whole topic. Look up my articles on pre-trib rapture is a lie. Are animals going to be taken up? Is your pet going with you when God takes you up? Doesn't say that. Paul says he's coming for man. Who shall lay anything at the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that dieth rather, that is risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also make intercession for us. The context is people. Is Jesus making intercession for the lizards, for the chickadee birds, the woodpeckers, and the elk? Just think about this, folks. This, when you teach on this, I'm hoping this man hears this, and I'm hoping he's ashamed of what he's delved into for months, by the way. And I hope that he rushes in repentance and then takes a long season in himself to get this out of him, lest it bleed over into other things. Paul finishes Romans. It's all about mankind and those in Christ Jesus. Christ is our hope. We are eternal. The animals are not eternal. They're corruptible. Our souls are incorruptible. You're either going to live eternally in heaven or hell, right? You will be destroyed in hell, meaning you're going to suffer for eternity per Jesus. But we want to be incorruptible with God in the new heavens, in the new earth. So, in the new heaven and on the new earth that God's going to create. So when this is all said and done, I mean, I don't know how anyone could not see this. The facts are clear. Animals have no eternal hope. They have no eternal souls or spirit. They're never addressed in Scripture as eternal. Jesus didn't die for them. They can't repent. They don't need the blood of Christ. They're not going to be resurrected. No. This man and other people like him, many people claiming these things, all because why? He has a hope that his dogs will be in heaven one day. You know, another false teacher, a famous false teacher, evangelical false teacher, actually got it right. he went on and he did a whole thing about this, and he said it's actually never says anywhere in the Bible but that animals on earth, your pets, are going to go to heaven. And he said it nice and clear that no, the Bible doesn't teach that. And then you know what he said? But we can all hope they will be there. Well, that is absolutely crazy. That's like saying there's no indication that an unrepentant man will make it into the kingdom of God. My uncle, my wife, whatever people will say, my grandma, well, they are unrepentant, but I hope they made it anyway. What you know is true in God's word, you can't later say, I hope it's not something different. That's a false hope. That's a false teacher. Amen? So I just offer this up. I hope that this man and the millions of others that are connected themselves to pets in idolatrous ways, that they find a way to repent of this. Get out of it. Flee from all the time and foolishness invested in animals that should be eaten for food, used for watchdogs, made coats out of. Never abuse them, but use them. That's why God put them there. By the way, Genesis 3, what did God do? God killed an animal and made tunics. He shed blood and made tunics for us. He ordained millions of animals to die as sacrifices in the temple for man's sin. Does that sound like a creator God puts animals equal with man that have an eternal soul and are going to be in the new heaven, new earth? Or are they being used as a tool for his glory and the redemption of man? You notice the focus of God, his glory and man, not animals. When all is said and done in this teaching, I hope you can see this. There will be animals created for eternity in heaven. Yep. And there will not be your pet animals or chipmunks that lived on earth here or birds and cardinals that came and visited you. They will not make it into the kingdom of God eternally. They are corruptible creations for this earth. It's all going to be burned away. God's going to make everything new. He'll have new creations and new creatures. I hope this teaching, maybe you heard it in my voice, a little frustration, care and concern. I hope you heard some love. Patience, too. It took me a long time to really ponder over this, to come and do it. I got a lot of other stuff to do. Yeah. But I want to help this man. I want to help others. And I want to rightly divide God's word. These are the type of topics that Paul got real close to saying, don't go there, don't waste your time. It's fables, it's vain jangling, it's foolishness. Topics like these, yeah, real close to it. This one bordered right on the edge, but I took it on anyway. Most times when topics like this come up, I tell people that is not even close to truth. That's a total lie. There isn't even anything I can rightly divide from God's word because there's nothing in God's word about it. And I leave it be and don't go down that what I call a rabbit trail. This one, because he gave me scriptures, and because I care for a soul, and because other people are so lost in this, I wanted to cover it. So last thing, test all things, saints and seekers, if you're listening, divide the word rightly in all things. We'll use 2 Timothy 2:15. That word divide means cut it straight. This man's not cutting the word straight. Those people that love their pets as much as they love God and their brothers and sisters, they're not cutting the word straight. I hope this helps you. Go to our website, don'tperish.com. See the gospel by which you can be saved, not animals or your pets. Glorify God with all your members. Get your theology right. Get out of this culture that idolizes politics and movies and sports and churchianity, pride and vanity, and yeah, pets, as much as they lift up the holy truth of God. Hey, till next time, this has been Brother James. Let me know I can help you in the faith. May God be praised.